Now, in a new survey of Irish guidance counsellors, almost 90% report a significant rise in student anxiety, citing social media and phone misuse as key factors. The findings highlight an urgent need for better integrated mental health support and expanded training for all school staff. We're joined now by Carol McCormick, who's clinical nurse manager at St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. And Carol, you're very welcome. So this survey that was conducted by Walk in My Shoes, the National Awareness Raising and Education Initiative, it really did find rising levels of anxiety among students. Can you talk me through the main drivers behind that?
Certainly. Thanks for having me this evening. So certainly there has been probably a number of triggers or factors influencing this increase in anxiety for young people. And certainly social media does play a large role in that. We've noticed that in recent years, the impact of social media on engagements on young people's self-esteem, on their confidence, their self-image, and often their identity can have a detrimental impact on their overall well-being. Obviously, to say that there are quite a lot of positive and supportive social media platforms available, but oftentimes young people would report and acknowledge how this can often lead to comparing themselves to others in terms of their achievements, their physical appearance, which in turn can increase anxiety. We've certainly acknowledged that there has been an increase in young people reporting increased levels of, say, body dissatisfaction, presenting with increased disordered eating or eating disorders. And this is notably more often, you know, young people have potentially managing more social pressures and expectations and impacting on their ability to manage their stress levels.
I mean, a 90% increase in student anxiety, it's really, really significant, isn't it? And really concerning. And I think it's interesting as well that many also observed a decline in students' ability to cope with everyday stressors, and attributing that to factors such as, again, social media influence and phone misuse and disrupted sleep patterns. Are we building a much less resilient generation, do you think? And again, is that linked to social media?
Certainly. Well, I suppose that's quite a complex topic to unpick. But certainly young people would be experiencing more social pressures and expectations than previous generations, potentially, which is in turn increasing their level of anxiety. So I suppose with increased social media exposure, viewing the highlight reels for people they're following online can increase their own pressures on themselves, which we're noticing that young people are reporting higher levels of anxiety as a result. So I suppose really it's about, you know, educating and supporting young people to manage their online engagement in a positive way, and looking at positive mental health strategies to support their mental health and manage their anxiety if they are experiencing concerns from that engagement.
Yeah, because as you say, the survey also showed a rise in other complex issues that you'd have to guess are not unrelated, like, for example, eating disorders.
Certainly. And certainly we've seen that, you know, there can be a detrimental impact on young people's perception of themselves and increased levels of body dissatisfaction and disordered eating, and indeed eating disorders. So looking at, and as well as having an open conversation with young people about the content that they're viewing online, in terms of managing that, and I suppose trying to promote a healthy relationship with food, with their weight and their shape, and building young people's self-esteem, is quite important in terms of managing that for them.
How important is training for all school staff to try and deal with this, given that you seem to be dealing with, you know, a very different cohort of people really coming through now because of their life experience is so different than it was to people 20 years ago?
Certainly. So we've definitely seen through the Walk in My Shoes campaign that teachers have a huge dedication and commitment to supporting young people's mental health in the school environment, as evidenced by different initiatives and wellbeing programs being rolled out throughout the country. So it's really important to continue to support teachers in that role. There are a number of resources for mental health sources on the walkinmyshoes.ie website, which is accessible for teachers and for parents and for young people.
Okay, so that's a good one to point to if people listening to this conversation would like to look for help. The Walk in My Shoes website is a good one, and also www.rte.ie/helplines if there's anything in that conversation that has led you to think that you might look for help. Carol, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this evening. That is Carol McCormick from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services.